It had been a mixed pleasure to work at the art gallery. On the one hand, it had been my dream for years to finally be able to use the years I had spent studying art history on something worthwhile. Anton Lothar was a name that held a lot of significance in the art business because he had an incredibly good feel for which artists he ought to finance and support. On the other hand, he was very old-fashioned, and as far as gender equality was concerned, he was still firmly stuck in the 18th century. That was a bit difficult to cope with. I was not naive enough to be swayed from the notion that it might have been my beautiful, athletic body that had got me the job more than my degree. Not that Lothar made sexual advances, absolutely not. He was an old-school, straight gentleman. But it felt obvious that my role was to stand around the gallery, looking attractive. Just something else for visitors to look at. But on the other hand, I'd only been there for a week. I was determined to show him that I had more to contribute than my cleavage. I left the gallery and hurried off in a taxi to the address where the exhibition would take place. During the drive, I quickly Googled Emil Martens and felt ashamed that I haven't heard of him before. There were several articles about him. Some reviewers thought his works were utterly gorgeous, and others felt that he objectified women and that he should be ashamed of his old-fashioned perspective on women. The articles I read made me think that he might be somewhere around Anton Lothar's age, 60-ish. During the taxi ride, I briefly considered releasing my throbbing toe from its prison, but I quickly decided against it at the thought of how excruciatingly painful it would be to force it back into its torture chamber again. But oh, it was sheer agony to walk the 100 steps from the taxi to the room in the old warehouse where the exhibition would be taking place. I quickly wrote the proper things in the guestbook. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see the reaction of the 2 people standing by the book when they noticed that I represented Lothar's gallery. Woohoo! I'm someone important!